Business English Power, Episode 41. Aloha and welcome to Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al. I'm also known as Al Sensei online and during my time spent as a corporate trainer and English teacher in Japan. Thank you so much for listening today. I really, really appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of your very busy schedule to enhance your English, particularly your business English knowledge and learning, because as you know, when you level up your learning, you level up your life and hopefully your business life. And that's what we're here today to discuss. We've got a great topic today. Today, we're going to talk about three tips to help you raise your meeting skills. And in kind of a slangish term, we can say up your meeting game. Okay, so as an individual, what can you do to be better in meetings? So we're going to discuss that today. If you've had any trouble or any challenges in meetings, this will be a great episode for you. And please share this with a friend, a classmate, a colleague, anyone that could benefit from this. And I would appreciate that. And please make sure you are subscribed to Business English Power. You don't want to miss a single episode as we come out fast and furious with episodes down the pipe. They're going to be coming out. So if you don't want to miss an episode, and make sure you are subscribed, hit subscribe in Apple Podcasts, follow in just about every other platform, and I would appreciate that very much. Now let's get right to it. Okay, we're going to talk about meetings today. Now, do you have a lot of meetings for your work? Do you have a daily meeting or perhaps a weekly meeting? How often do you have meetings? Well, during my time in Japan, I noticed that a lot of companies have many, many meetings. And depending on what you do and what your department is, you may have some more frequently than others. Some people have meetings every day. Some have multiple meetings a day. So, you know, we can look at this from a couple of perspectives. If you've listened to other podcasts, I mean, in Business English Power, if you've listened to other episodes regarding meetings, you typically know that I separate the roles into the facilitator and the participant. Facilitator usually means the leader, the one who is going to plan everything and kind of conduct the meeting from a leadership role. The other people in the meeting, we just simply call the participants. Now, for today's episode, we're going to focus mostly on being a participant. So what can you do to raise your level in terms of being a participant in a meeting? All right, we're going to talk about three things that you can do. The first two are going to be things that you shouldn't do, and then the first thing will be something that you should do, okay? So these are three tips to raise your meeting game. Now, the first tip is, don't use special jargon. All right, now do you know what jargon means? Jargon is a kind of specialized terms used in a lot of businesses. It could be in hobbies. It could be, you know, for example, it could be in sports. So sports have a lot of particular terminology, vocabulary, terms that they use. For example, in baseball, if you watch baseball, they use the terms like RBIs or what's another one? ERA. Okay, so they use these kind of terms that only people in baseball would understand. So RBI, of course, means runs batted in. And if you don't watch baseball, then you have no idea probably what that means. It doesn't really matter. But, you know, just think of, if you can't understand what that means, think of when someone in the business world uses a term that you don't understand, or usually it's an abbreviation, something that you just don't get. Well, that's how other people feel if you are using those same abbreviations and jargon in a business meeting. Okay, now, of course, you need to consider who is in the meeting. If this is a small meeting in your department with the people that you know very well, yeah, of course, then everybody will probably understand the immediate terms that you use. However, if you are doing, for example, a Zoom meeting with other people from around the world, that may or may not be directly part of your company or your industry. You know, using jargon, using terms that are very particular may not be understood. And so you want to generally avoid using jargon, using special terms and abbreviations. All right, so try to avoid that unless you're positively clear that everybody will understand what you're talking about. And if you do use a term, make sure that you say what it means. Okay, just elaborate and say the meaning, say what it is, and just make sure everybody understands, because not everybody's going to stop you and ask you. All right, so that is number one. Don't use special jargon. Number two, your second tip for meetings is do not multitask. Okay, now a lot of us hear the word multitask as a strength in business or in your everyday life. Well, studies have been done, and again, there's lots of ways you can define multitasking. Again, the simple definition is just doing two or more things at the same time. Well, of course, you can do, you know, some non-active items, more passive items together, like, you know, as we always use the example of walking and chewing gum, right? So those, you know, are separate skills that you don't really need to overlap, you don't really need to think about. But the key for multitasking is using your brain. Okay, so if it's two things that require the use of your brain, then typically we're not going to do very well multitasking. So definitely try to avoid that, especially when you're in a meeting. Now, you don't want to bring other things into the meeting. You want really, really sharp focus. And the reason for that, of course, is that we're more productive and effective. But also, we don't want to waste other people's time, right? Everybody probably doesn't really want to spend a whole lot of time in the meeting, so the more effective, the better. And so we want to keep that in mind. You know, for example, maybe you can, or someone will nominate a person in the meeting to be the note taker of the meeting. Okay, so that's their task in the meeting. Someone may be tasked with disseminating notes or other materials. Okay, disseminate meaning pass out other materials. Okay, whatever the case may be, don't come into the meeting with a lot of other things on your mind. Come in with strict focus on the subject at hand. All right, so that is tip number two. Do not multitask in meetings. Usually it's a good idea to turn off your phone, or if you need to be on call, have it on silent mode so that you don't disrupt the meeting. But you certainly don't want your mind to be on potential calls coming in, because that'll distract you from the meeting topic at hand. All right, so that's number two. The third tip today, the last tip we're going to go into today, and actually, it's kind of after the meeting. So this one's going to be follow up on the meeting, if necessary. Okay, so a lot of times people will volunteer to do something after the meeting, or you'll be assigned to do something after the meeting. So for example, a particular task, maybe your task is to email everyone the meeting notes or something that came up in the meeting. All right, so do it right away. Don't wait. Don't delay. Okay, make sure that you follow up properly. Maybe your task is to do something, maybe contact another individual. Okay? Maybe it's to prepare a particular document. Okay, there's many, many things that could come out of your meeting that you may be tasked with. So you want to make sure you get that done efficiently, effectively. Remember, in business, the main thing is to not waste anybody's time. Okay, that's the main thing that we want to focus on, is being efficient, effective, don't waste time, get things done in a timely fashion. So follow up whatever your task is that you have been assigned with after the meeting, get it done. All right, so those are the three tips to up your meeting skills, to raise your level up your learning here, level up your meeting skills, and level up your business lives. All right, so let's go over those again. Let's review. Number one is don't use special jargon in meetings. Number two, do not multitask in meetings, meaning using your brain for multiple things at once. And number three is follow up on your meetings if necessary. And those are things that everybody can do as a participant. You don't need to wait. You don't need to be the leader. That shows, you know, if you do those three things, you will show your natural leadership. All right. So I hope that helps. Please let me know if you have any questions. You can always email me, al@businessenglishpower.com. I would love to hear from you there. You can contact me online. We have our Facebook page. It is facebook.com/speaknaturalenglish. I change it from English 2.0 over to Business English Power. We'll be doing that very soon. Contact me there. You can contact me through Instagram, Business English Power. And I would love to hear from you there. All right. So again, please make sure to subscribe to Business English Power or follow, and don't miss another episode. Also, please leave a 5-star rating and review. If you're listening in Apple Podcasts, that would be great. And I will see you again very soon on the next episode of Business English Power. Again, this is Al, and I'm always reminding you to level up your learning and level up your life.